Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, folks, to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my favorite co-host, Rick Pruse. Welcome back, Rick.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, it's good to see you again, as always. Rick, we've got a wonderfully special show this week. One of the things that I've discovered in all these weeks sitting with you is just how much there's people in this world who love animals. And I know you've been telling me that for a lifetime you've been seeing it, but I've really been just amazed at the outpouring of love that people tend to have for their animals.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was just listening to America's Got Talent, which I'm sure many of the listeners watch as well. And there's this prodigy girl that has this, like, excellent voice. Everybody's just amazed. You drop her jaw. She's just a young child. I mean, I don't know if she's 10, 12. There's probably people listening know exactly how old she is. And she's now the one of the top 10 finalists. And they asked her, they go, you know, all right, so if you win this $1 million, what are you going to do with it? And you know what she said?
What'd she say?
She said, I don't know, but I just want to get it to the animals. I want to help animals. You know, and it really is a chord that we always, you know, hear on this show is that, you know, there's just a sensitivity from a very young age. As we get older, we have to turn that into something more constructive.
Right.
You know, and we're not all going to win $1 million.
Right. Well, and so you got to figure out other ways to make a living and still be able to be with animals. And today what we're going to talk about is the concept of being a vet. And I know my nephew is not the only one who, when he was about that age, who said, I want to grow up and be a vet. And that's something that just seems to be a very common thread. So we're going to actually have on the show, first, a regular general vet, but he's got a little different approach. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they're basically the people when everything goes wrong at all the wrong times, they're the people who you go see.
That's the third shift that I'm not necessarily sure I want to be on.
Yeah.
But so it's glad to know somebody is, because these animals are kicking around 24/7, and it seems like the most likely time anything's going to go wrong is on the opposite side of the clock for when every other vet's open.
Well, you're exactly right. And I visited a few, unfortunately, when bad things have happened. So
sure.
You're right. We are grateful they're there. We're also going to talk with one of your friends, Dr. Nolan, from out at Cedar Creek, where they specialize in the exotic animals. And it's amazing how veterinary medicine has really changed in the last couple of years when it comes to that whole topic.
And Dr. Nolan is truly a champion. Quite the, you know, he works a lot with bird customers, and a lot of those are females, and a lot of the females that have birds are very emotionally attached to those birds. And when anything goes wrong, you really need to have that perfect bedside manner, and he has it. And that's one of the things we don't talk about in this show. We always talk about the technical aspects, maybe, but on a more emotional level, person to person, you know, it really takes a champion to try to do that.
Right. And then we're going to have also on the show Dr. Pat LeBlanc from the MSU Vet School. God, I can't speak today, but he is really an extraordinary guy, and we're going to reveal a secret about his past. And I don't know if everybody knew it, but we're definitely going to reveal a secret about Dr. LeBlanc in his segment, where he's got skills that go beyond the concept of veterinary medicine.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. But Rick, before we get into that, the thing we've got to remind everybody about is, again, what we talked about in last week's show, which is that on September 11th in Fitzgerald Park in Grand Ledge, there's going to be the very big Capital Area Humane Society 5K run and walk, which starts at 11 a.m. So everyone's got to remember that they need to show up there, and we're going to be there. We're going to have a table. table, and we're going to have a big wheel of prizes. And if you donate some money to the Humane Society, you get a chance to spin that wheel.
And we're going to have lots and lots and lots of gifts.
So oh, yeah.
Everybody bring their wallets. Let's help the Humane Society.
Yeah, it's real important that we do that because Humane Society does so many good things in the community. And we just want to remind everybody again that you don't have to wait to check in on September 11th. If you want to check in, there are early bird check-ins on Tuesday, September 7th from 11 to 1 at the Humane Society office or from 4 to 7 at Playmakers in Okemos. And Rick, I understand on September 11th, you've got something going on at Proust Pets as well that night.
Yep. It's our annual Let's Figure Out How to Break Down Our Pond and Water Garden class, and it's at 7 o'clock at night, and we'd love to have everybody who has a water garden that doesn't know how to close up their pond. Close up their pond.
Yeah, and it's free of charge, correct?
Right, right.
So the price is right, and it's good information for you to keep those fish alive during that cold, cold Michigan winter. We're going to come up on our first break, and after the break, we've got Dr. Williamson from the 24-hour Lansing Veterinary Office here in Lansing right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Slipping, slipping.